Caldwell. Pope's got it. Shot clock at 10. Jokic doubled. Now to Bruce Brown. Right through the teeth of the defense. And he has a chance at three. Not so much in this series. Look at Jokic. Magnificent. 10 seconds to shoot. Murray on the wing. Up top. The tip by Gordon. And we cross the 3-minute mark. Murray, exquisite pass. Jokic. Jokic underneath to Murray. Those two are almost impossible to stop. Murray, splash! Maintain the level of detail, Stephanie, that they started this game with. This Murray boy, circus shot! They will count it! Jokic somehow left wide open. Jokic dropping dimes! And Caldwell Pope with a chance at three. With how good he was this season. This is Jokic from deep. Got it! Murray gets a Jokic screen. Resets, turns, and shoots. The tip. Jokic is there to clean it up. Jokic doubled up. Murray, launch, splash. Just under 2 minutes into the fourth. Here comes Porter. Extends. Michael Porter Jr. coming with some heat. Now Murray. Three to shoot. Murray, long two. Jokic the kick. This is Porter. Got it. Brown against Edwards. The spin, the gather, and the floater. 5-point game. Jokic thought about the three. Spins into the paint. Over the top of Towns. Off balance. He missed it. Offensive rebound, Gordon. Boy, he used all of his leaping ability. Porter from deep. What an atmosphere. What a scene here in Denver. Towns nearly the steal. Gordon gets it back, and he puts it in. Porter. Jokic. Here comes the two-time MVP. Back rim. No. Jokic again. They'll get it to Murray. 30 seconds. Jokic, then a little hesitation. Puts it in. And he's fouled. Edwards launches. No. And Denver survives. And they have punched their ticket to the Western Semis.
There it is, Angel. The Nuggets take down the Timber Pups. 4-1 in the series after a win last night, 112-109, and the stars were shining.
Yeah, they really were, dude.
Closer than I would have liked, yes, no question about it, but it doesn't matter. Well, I keep seeing on Twitter, Angel, it's driving me crazy. Everyone's saying, survive. The Nuggets survived the series. They won 4-1. I don't care if they were close games, the last couple of games or whatever. They won the series 4-1. That is also the best, like as far as a wins in a series or whatever, as opposed to losses, the best playoff series ever for Michael Malone. He's never beat a team 4-1. I think they beat the Blazers once 4-2, so that was the largest margin of victory versus loss for Michael Malone. But yeah, he didn't survive. He won 4-1. It's the playoffs. These are playoff teams. The Timberwolves have nothing to lose. They knew they were going to lose the series. So they're going to just throw it all out there, see what happens. And they gave the Nuggets their best shot the last couple of games. And the Nuggets win the series 4-1. And now, Angel, the Phoenix Suns await. That's who we're going up against in the second round. All right, the Tight-Knit Brewing poll question of the day. Tight-Knit Brewing, downtown Greeley. Who was the MVP of the series? Who was the MVP? Was it Joker? Was it Murray? Or was it Michael Porter Jr.? And I do throw Michael Porter Jr. in here. I was thinking about you, as I often do, Angel. You know, you thought Porter was going to have one of those monster nights. I'll give you this. Again, without his output in the fourth, you don't win that game. You can say that about a lot of things, but he had all 8 of his points in the fourth period, and they were big. I mean, that dunk he had, I thought, ignited this team. Shortly after that, he hits a key three-pointer. So he was significant in that fourth. That's why I did put him in this. Who was the MVP, though? Well, I mean, was it Joker? He was the most consistent player, but Murray, in his big games, was spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say most clutch player in this series was Michael Porter Jr.
Probably. I thought Joker's most clutch performance was last night. But he wasn't clutch.
Yeah. Throughout. I think over the throughout the series, Michael has hit a lot of good shots in the fourth quarter, even when he's fouled out or you know, had foul trouble or just not getting good look or not getting the shots to fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say most valuable is probably still Jokic.
Yeah.
But I'd say most impactful is Murray.
Yeah, Murray was this did remind me of the bubble. I know he's trying to get rid of that, but this reminded me of the bubble. He had so let's go. Game one, they win 109-80. Jamal Murray had 24 points. He took forever to get going, but then when he got going, he was rolling. Game two, they won 122-113. Murray had 40. So I think he was the MVP for the first two games. And then he slowed down. The Nuggets won game three, 120-111, and Jamal had 18 points. This is, again, 40-18. We saw that in the bubble. Then game four, they lost in overtime, of course. Murray had 19. And then last night, of course, he was spectacular, 35. I still go to Joker. Murray's – I'm not going to really fight you if you say Murray was the MVP of the series. But Joker, to me – and, you know, I'm just – Tanner and I are going back and forth on Twitter last night about the dog thing. You know what I saw last night when Joker got that and one late in the game? I think they were up two, and he gets it, gets in the paint, goes up, makes the shot, fouled. As they're running back on defense after the free throw, do you see that little smirk he had? There was a little smirk there. There was a little attitude there, kind of like, come on, come on. You know, this is over. You guys doubted me? This is over. He had a triple-double last night. 28 points, 17 boards, and 12 assists. 9 for 10 from the free throw line. If that's not a dog, who is it? Who's a dog? Joker's absolutely got the killer instinct, and he showed us late in the game last night.
Yeah, and the contraction to that is, oh, he was 8 for 29 shooting. That's awful. He was 3 of 8 from long range. That's terrible. He's not a dog. He can't be. He's not the guy. No, when a guy is having a rough night, as Jokic was, what do? Do you sulk? Do you pout about it? No, you go out and do things outside of your game.
Yep.
Stat line.
You keep going.
9 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, 17 total, 12 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and
unreal.
A +3/+-.
Unreal. That's a great game. I saw Twitter going off in the first half say this is the worst I've ever seen Joker look, which I disagreed with. I didn't think he was that bad. He wasn't.
Were just not falling, and he wasn't getting in the paint because, credit the Timberwolves, they were doing a really good job
of keeping
him out of the paint.
Which was the whole reason Tim Conley traded the entire Minnesota world to get Rudy Gobert, was to try to stop him. But he still ended up with 28 points. And, you know, nobody was hitting shots. Porter, how many wide open looks did he have? And he missed a lot in the first half. But good players to great players keep going. How many games have we seen Steph Curry go 2 of 12 from the 3-point line? But those two that he hit won him the game.
Well, how many times have you seen in the past Michael miss his first 3 shots and then he just stopped shooting?
Yeah. But instead in the fourth, what did he do? That
went
dunk
right at the basket.
That dunk that he had is the new and improved Michael Porter Jr. You needed a bucket, and forgive me, I don't remember what the score was at that time. I just know it was a big bucket. It was early in the fourth. But instead of trying to settle for a 3-pointer that would have been contested, he goes off the dribble to his left, cuts in, dunk. Crowd got going off of that. The team got going off of that. They fed off of that. That version of Michael Porter Jr. wasn't the version you saw 2 seasons ago. When they played the Trailblazers, or when, 3 seasons ago, whatever that was, the Suns. I don't know. We haven't seen that Porter. I'm still, you know, you're going to need more. You're going to need it. You're going to need a consistently long, like a consistent scoring game for Porter against the Suns. I get that. But the things you needed to have happen, as far as your 3 stars are concerned, Joker to be your constant. To put together the stat line that he does, which triple-double. You need Jamal Murray to shine bright. And then you need Michael Porter Jr. to provide that boost in a quarter. And in this case, it was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, not to be forgotten. Aaron Gordon, another just really solid game from him. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. 6 of 7 from the line. You'll take that from AG.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Gordon, I guess. He just grinds, man. He puts himself in the right positions. There was a beauty of a pass. Joker shot it, missed it, got his own rebound, found Gordon underneath, like this little underthrow, and then Gordon's just there. I didn't even see him. And then, oh, there he is. He just finds ways to get wide open for Nikola Jokic.
He does, and he also brings a certain attitude to the team. You know, in like the second quarter there, the team was kind of, you know, they're falling behind. They're not really making shots. It kind of just felt like, oh, okay, this is going to be a long game. And then you see AG. They talked about it like in the timeout. He, before Malone even said anything, AG was pumping up the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the floor, you know, getting the tough fouls and the physical, you know, defending that he does. That shows out, and the team sees that, and they play off of that energy.
Holyoke saying Murray's the MVP of the series. High usage rate and lots of decision-making being put on him. I'll admit, overall, this is what I'm saying about Jamal Murray. You know, my guy Smitty, one of our great listeners, is like saying Jamal's just a guy. And I said, well, these playoffs are going to be a deciding factor in that. If he's just a guy or if he's truly a great performer. Dude, he didn't have a bad game in the playoffs. He didn't have a bad game yet. I think his lowest totals were 18-19. That's not a bad game. That's not great status, but that's not a bad game. But outside of the 18 and 19-point games, he was tremendous. I don't know. I'm going with the Joker because, again, I just think last night especially was just late in that game in crunch time, I wanted to see the MVP do something big. And he did. And look at his, I mean, it's not like his stat lines were bad. In game one, you know, whatever, 13 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, but they smoked Minnesota. So he only played 28 minutes. They didn't need him to do much. Game two, he had 27 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds. Game three, 20 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds. Game four, 43 points, 11 rebounds. And 6 assists. And then, of course, last night was the 28, 12, and 17. That's just that consistent. Those are the numbers he did. That looks like his regular season. This playoffs was exactly like Joker's regular season. You're going to see triple-doubles most of the time, or at least close to it. And then you're going to see 4 out of 5 games, he's in the high 20s. That was a tremendous effort last night. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. There it is. That's my good. The Nuggets winning the series. They moved on. And it is, you know, again, I know there's pressure on Michael Malone, but gone are the days of George Karl and these first-round exits. Our expectations are high for this team, but you're getting past first rounds. It's hard to do, man. Just ask George Karl. They had plenty of teams that were favored to go somewhat deep in the playoffs with Carmelo Anthony and company. He couldn't get past the first. It's not as easy as some of these teams make it look, or some of these fans make it sound. So congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. You're moving on. Hope the Avs can handle their business tonight and get closer to moving on in the from the first round as well. The bad for me is I was really hoping to see the Suns-Clippers series go a little bit longer. And they ended this thing in 5. But they struggled with a Clippers team for what was at least the last 2 games. No Kawhi Leonard. No Paul George at all. And they struggled with the Clippers. So everyone's riding high on the Suns and Chris Paul and KD and Booker. And I get it. Those guys are tremendous players. But they should have, by rights, after Kawhi was out, which I think he has a torn meniscus, they should have blown the Clippers out of the water. In this series, they didn't. The ugly for me is, and we'll talk about this more, again, continuing on the Valeri Nichushkin situation. I don't know what to think here. Apparently, there, as Angel talked about yesterday, there was an incident at the team hotel. There might have been alcohol involved. That's really all we know about Val. We're going to have Kyle Fredrickson join us in the 1 o'clock hour as we preview the game tonight, and maybe he has some more information for us, so we'll get to that. And that's the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank. 20 minutes after the hour. Don't look now, but the Colorado Rockies won their first series of the season. They beat the Guardians last night 5-1. A masterful performance from Ryan Feltner. Okay. You're back to You're 9 games under 500. It's April 26th, and you're 9 games under .500. We'll see. They're playing. Are they? They're playing right now. What's the score? What do we got? They winning? Does it look good? I gotta find out. I gotta know.
0-0 oh. In the bottom of the first.
Oh, all right, man.
Marquez is back though.
Oh, that's right. That's right. This game is as good as done.
They're 5.5 games back from the NL West.
Okay. Well, let's go Rocks. Let's get the dub. Let's get the dub. Let's get the sweep here. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Well, the Guardians are firing up their own fountains. They just get a little home run action there. And, oh, just like that, the Rocks are down 2-0. But they got the dogs in them. Tanner Schwint joining us in the Aloe Fiber Studios. And you and I were... I was not happy with you on Twitter last night.
I was not happy with you.
Well, I was not happier with you.
No, I was the least happy person in the history of the world.
17-12 is not a dog for you. And
no.
Doing it in crunch time.
8 of 29 shooting.
He struggled in the first half, but he came back.
Okay, struggled in the first half. If he shoots 16 for 29, that's a blowout game. You don't have to stress against the, what was it, 42-40
so
Timberwolves?
You don't like the fact that they won. You needed it to be a blowout game.
I'm just saying, if your quote-unquote dog comes out
where
and plays
16
out of 29.
Where is this hate of Nikola Jokic coming from?
I
don't understand.
I like Nikola Jokic a lot. He's a very talented player. Very talented player. Not a dog, first of all. 8 of 29, as I said, ain't no dog. Great stats, but that was a Russell Westbrook type of stat line right there.
What?
It was.
What?
Fired up enough times, eventually
okay?
Enough, going to go in.
Are you feeling okay?
Feeling great.
Oh, my goodness. Did you watch the last four
feeling
minutes of
great.
The game?
He made 8 baskets, man. I mean, you can't have your star player doing that.
He also made 9 free throws.
Great. If he goes and if he shoots 13 for 29.
Say you can't have that, but
29.
They had that, and they still won.
And they won, and he had almost 30
against
points.
Phoenix? He puts up an 8 for 29 performance against Phoenix. This series
okay.
Doesn't go
why
5.
Why aren't you saying the same thing about the Suns last night against the Clippers then? Because you've been bragging about Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul all day.
Yeah.
They went up against the Clippers without their two stars out for most of the series, and they struggled with them. They won 3-1 or 4-1, but why aren't you giving them the same kind of criticism?
No.
Because they couldn't put a dead dog out of their misery in the Clippers.
I like the dog. I like the dog thing that we're doing here. But
they should have, by rights, if you tell me Clippers are coming in without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Now, again, I know Kawhi played, what, 2 games of that series?
Right.
I would say the Nuggets and or the Suns should
okay.
Blow them out every game, but
what's
they didn't.
What's easier to overlook? A Clippers team with none of their stars? Or just the Timberwolves with everybody healthy.
I think Anthony Edwards is better than anybody on the active roster for the Clippers.
Right. And so
and Carl Anthony Towns.
The Suns are like, okay, we can sleepwalk through this. Yeah, it caught them a little bit too.
So the Nuggets didn't do that too?
I know. I don't
think
they did.
You don't think they thought they could sleepwalk?
And by the way, Kevin Durant, 10 of 19. Devin Booker, 19 for 27. 47 for Devin Booker. 31 for Kevin Durant. You can't have Nikola Jokic taking that many shots at that low of a percentage. That's the big brag on him.
He never has those games.
He just did.
Yeah, but he never does. It's not like it's a theme for him. He had an off night in the first half.
When you're the back-to-back MVP, you shouldn't be having the poll questions that you're having, right? You shouldn't be having the who was the MVP of that series. When you're the back-to-back MVP, it shouldn't be a question. Who's the MVP of the Lakers-Memphis series? Dylan Brooks, maybe.
Yeah,
but
Dylan
no,
Brooks.
LeBron James, right? That's not a question. It's not a question when you're that elite of a player. Nikola Jokic, early on in this one, seems like he's shrinking a little bit. I get he had a great performance the other night in the loss, but it just feels like he's shrinking just a little bit, and that's cause for concern for the Nuggets going up against a very, very talented Suns team.
I look at clutch moments, and again, the last 4 minutes of that game, Nikola Jokic was doing MVP things. he was doing MVP things.
Do it earlier than the last 4 minutes.
But you still
put it together.
Won the game.
But you shot 8, or you shot 29 times.
Sometimes guys
miss
shots.
You made 8 of them.
Steph Curry has had games where he's gone 1 of 8 from the three-point line.
Yeah, from 30, you know, from 35 feet out. Get your Nikola Jokic, you're 7 foot. Get your to the hoop and play in the post. This is what I'm worried about, because Minnesota got Rudy Gobert to slow Jokic down. That worked.
Nobody has two Rudy Goberts on their team. Minnesota does.
Right.
Phoenix does not. They have one.
DeAndre Ayton gives Jokic more fits than Rudy Gobert does.
Yeah, but you had Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns. Yes, Ancho.
The MVP is a regular season award.
Which means you're the best player.
Yes. The playoffs is a team performance. There are individual aspects.
It doesn't matter, though.
But it is a team performance.
If you're the best basketball player.
And the team that Jokic has got him the win last night when he didn't have a great first half.
You shouldn't be asking who the MVP of the series is when you have the back-to-back MVP on your team.
Who's the MVP of the Suns?
That's what it's. Well, that's a little different because they haven't had an MVP overall. Like, when you have a two-time back-to-back MVP on your team, it has been shown he's the best player in basketball.
Game is so much
different. I get he has these awards, and that's great, but now he has to be perfect. Forever?
Not perfect, not 8 of 29.
Nikola Jokic
8 of 29, but he still had 20-plus points and 10-plus rebounds and assists.
Nikola Jokic is probably the greatest team MVP we've ever seen. So that means his style of game is to be the best teammate on the floor.
He won his MVPs without his team.
He's the best teammate on the floor. So that means his performance is going to not always be his shooting percentage. Again, 99% of the time his shooting percentage is amazing. Last night was an outlier in the first half.
That's what I'm saying. You can't have that. You can't.
One night?
You can't have that. You can get away with it with the Timberwolves. We see that. You got away with it. You got the win. Going up against Phoenix, you can't have nights like that from your best player.
You're going to have Michael Porter Jr. can't go dark either in the first half. I get that.
Great, yeah.
But you won the series 4-1. It's over. You won the series. You won it fairly easily when you look at just the terms of 4-1.
Right.
It was not 4-3. It was not 4-2.
But
they didn't have to take this back to Minnesota.
When you dig into those numbers a little bit and you look at how some of these games went, it was a little bit more work than I think a lot of us were expecting. And now, to be fair, let's talk about recency bias, because the first game they blew him out by 29. I think everybody's like, we're just gonna it's a walk in the park. So I get some of that. But that worked you a little harder than you thought it was going to. And we had been talking about how important it was for the Suns and Clippers to go late into that series. The Suns got it done in a hurry. They had one game where they messed up and then they got it done
after
that point.
Did you watch the end of the game last night?
They got it done after that.
They were up by 17. With 5 minutes to go, and the Clippers made it a 2-point game. They made it a 2-point game.
You know,
came all the way back.
That is a desperate
team. Where's the dough? Putting them out of their misery right there.
That's a desperate team right there with their final surge.
With Plumlee.
The last that last gasp of breath.
Russell Westbrook was on the bench for a bit for the Lakers this year. And that's
you know Westbrook's a better player than how the Lakers
were
using him.
I agree, but he was the star of the Clippers because Kawhi was out. And the Suns struggled with him. They played with their food, whatever.
Yeah.
But the Clippers almost made him pay last night.
For sure. But they finished it. And because those main guys, because Devin Booker went for 47. Not because, you know, the second string guy or the third string guy.
Are you telling me? You telling me the Suns are going to win the series?
Don't make me say that out loud.
You don't think Nikola Jokic is a good
player.
You
already basically said it.
Let me set that straight. Nikola Jokic.
Rockies shirt.
Nikola you picked Jokic. The Phoenix Suns before the playoffs even started.
Not.
You picked
you're
it back in like March 1st.
Oh, you're so full of it, Angel.
Go back to the All-Star break when they made the trade for Kevin Durant. Tanner said that's the most dangerous team in the West.
It is the most dangerous team
on paper, it should be the most dangerous team in the West, but
I didn't say they're going to win.
So who's winning?
Don't put me on the spot like this right now.
Everything that you have said has led us to
say it. This thing goes 6 or 7, and the Nuggets lose the series.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns win the series. I'm sorry. You got a head coach who just forgets he's got players. You can keep booing me all you want. You know I'm right. Michael Malone.
The crowd hates you. Holyoke says, we won 4-1. Now we face a new look Suns team. They're going to miss Bridges and Johnson. We can wear them down. 47 points on Bones Highland. LOL.
I am so useless.
We can wear them down. Bruce Brown and Uncle Jeff and Christian Brown, the three deep, we can wear them down. Because in the playoffs, it's not about depth. When you have those three on paper, that is one of the most well-put-together lineups we've seen in a very long time. Right? Between Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton. That is the most well-put-together lineup we've seen in a long time. I think this thing goes 6 or 7. Best case scenario for the Nuggets, it goes 7, and they get lucky in this game 7. I still wonder about this team. I wonder about
that. We're going to go up 2-0.
No.
We're going to go up 2-0.
No.
We're going to go up 2-0, and then you're going to split in Phoenix. And then Phoenix is going to come back and upset the Nuggets. So it's going to be 3-2, or 3-2, and the Nuggets will win. In Phoenix. They win in Phoenix in 6.
I think the Nuggets lose in 6. Nope. And trust me, I mean, this is a team that this is a team that has brought me back to the NBA. The Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic has brought me back into the
NBA. And yet you don't think he's a dog.
He's not a dog.
Enough to make you want to watch the NBA. He's that good, but he's not a dog.
He's not a dog. Oh. He's not a dog. He's a great player. He is a fantastic player.
He is a dog.
But to be that level of player, to have that dog, dogs don't go 8-for-29 in a closeout game. They just don't.
Not everybody can be Noah Sampson.
The difference between Giannis and Embiid and Jokic is that they live above the rim, right? And we say Jokic is great because he doesn't do that, mm-hmm. and he still puts up the big numbers.
He's not taking as many
high percentage
shots.
Are you saying we need to see
shots.
Jokic dunking? And
yes. He needs to get closer.
He dunked last night.
But that's not who he is.
He's got to get closer to the rim. 8-of-29.
That's credit to the Timberwolves defense.
Again, what the Timberwolves did in the offseason.
And when that wasn't working, he went to the outside of the arc and started hitting threes.
The Timberwolves traded everything so they could get Rudy Gobert, and you have your two towers there inside. That was the whole plan, was to shut down Joker in that way, because you have two centers. That was the idea. Tim Connelly knew he was ultimately going to play the Nuggets in the playoffs, so let's see if we can get two centers to shut him down. Nobody else starts two centers in the playoffs right now.
No, I get that. I get all that. But you know Jokic just went through this dogfight of a series. Even though it was only 5 games, it was still a dogfight of a series. It was survive in advance.
It wasn't survive in advance. They won 4-1.
It was survive in advance.
Everybody's tweeting that out. I was like, oh, he survived. You won the series 4-1.
It was
the gentleman's sweep.
You survived. You survived that team. And they beat up Nikola Jokic so much, he doesn't even know... Oh, I'm going to shoot from here.
28 points.
On 8-of-29 shooting. That's not what the elite players do.
What was his percentage in the second half? I don't
know that.
It's a full
game. It's a full game. Elite players, closing time players, championship players don't go 8-for-29 in closeout games.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know who you are right now. It just makes me so... Your Joker is going to destroy... Ayton. He is going to lunch. He's
nice.
Going to.
I like the joke.
You tear him up.
Don't like the take.
Can't guard him. They can't guard him. Ayton got the best of him a couple of years ago. The Suns got the best of him a couple of years ago. But you didn't have a guy named Jamal Murray in that series. And you were just getting used to the Aaron Gordon thing.
You know, Jamal Murray is like 16-3 against the Suns all time.
Oh, he's going to. Jamal Murray is going to make Booker look so silly.
Going to read him like a book.
But read him like a book. And Chris Paul, oh, I got two first names. You know?
That is factually accurate.
Oh, I'm Kevin Durant. Listen, don't look at me. I might break my ankle.
Don't trust people with two first names.
No.
Rule number one, don't do it. Don't get me wrong. I will be cheering my rear end off for the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know if you will.
Because I stay
I'm cheering,
fast.
But I have all my money on Phoenix.
Oh, no. Oh, I have a substantial future bet on the Nuggets. So don't get me wrong. I want this Nuggets team to go win. But this is the thing, right? This is why you guys pay me as the villain. And, oh, I hate this take.
Okay, Dylan Brooks, calm down.
You paint yourself as the villain.
Because I come in here, I speak truth. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, you hate everything.
No, you speak whatever it is on the morning show. And then Brady invites you in here to speak your case. And it ends up backfiring.
I speak the truth because you've got a blind eye for Nikola Jokic.
No.
Everybody does. Nobody wants to criticize him because he's a two-time MVP. He deserves criticism still. I can't criticize Michael Malone without Angel throwing a hissy fit back there because I'm picking on his guy.
I don't mind you criticizing Malone.
Malone's not my guy.
There's cases where Malone deserves criticism. But I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. You can criticize Jamal Murray. You can criticize Michael Porter Jr.
Did.
But you can't criticize Nikola Jokic. He is flawless. He's a flawless basketball player.
He's not flawless.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. When I talk about, do you have that dog?
Yes, he does.
Do you? No, he does not.
He does not have that dog.
Dogs close it out on a not 8-for-29 shooting night. He doesn't have it. Devin Booker,
Angel
dog.
For the win. Go Angel. From the 970.
No, that's fine. I'm used to that. But you know what? If you guys just live in your little world of lies,
we will. We're going to live in our little
and we're going
world.
To Denver for a parade.
We're going to go to a parade.
You guys are all just like la 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 la.
We are like la 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 la.
Everything's fine.
No, it was la 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 la, and then we tripped, and then we got back up, and we kept going.
Yeah, we kept going. Look what he's wearing.
Yeah.
Look what he's wearing.
The Rockies are awful. What do you want me to say? I will still drive this Rockies bus every day of the year.
So you drive a Rockies bus, but you can't get on board with Nikola Jokic being a dog.
He's not a dog. He's not a dog. And the Rockies don't have
dogs. Is Herman Marquez a dog?
No, he's the opposite.
Is Kyle Freeland a dog? No, don't say yes.
No, he's not.
Don't
hesitate. Noah Davis is.
Is Noah Samsonite a dog?
You put some respect on Noah Davis's name. Noah Davis, man. They just
Charlie Blackman a dog.
Chuck Nasty, maybe a little bit of a dog?
You can't say Chuck Nasty is maybe a little bit of a dog and then not Nikola Jokic.
He's 1-for-5 the other day.
He's an average baseball player right now.
2-for-3 or 3-for-4 last night.
He's an average baseball player. Nikola Jokic, a two-time MVP, maybe three-time MVP. And he's not a dog.
He's not the MVP this year. He's not winning.
He might not, but he should.
I haven't heard from Embiid in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know why? Because they kicked the crap out of their first round opponents, and now you will focus on them in the second round. He did what you're supposed to do.
So did the Nuggets.
No, they
4-1. It's a gentleman sweep. It still has the
Phoenix
word sweep
had the same
in it.
Exact record. 4-1.
You could say, it was a 7-game sweep. You win 4 times. It's just the phrasing that you're using. Nikola Jokic doesn't have that killer instinct to go and get the job done by himself. And who knows? Jamal Murray is so up and down. He's been up recently. Don't shake your head at that. You know why that's right. He's been up recently in a big way. But what happens if he disappears against the Suns?
I don't think he's been down. I don't think he was down in the playoffs. His worst game was 18 points.
No, not in the playoffs. I'm just saying, as a player, he's up and down.
Yeah, but he's proven that he's a pretty damn good playoff player.
He's up right now. What happens if he disappears against Phoenix?
He won't.
What if he does? What if he comes back down to earth? This thing's over in 4 or 5.
No, well, because we won.
Because Nikola Jokic can't carry this team by himself against a team like
this. The Nuggets are the big picture. Dunder Mifflin is the big picture. The Nuggets are the big picture.
La, la, la,
you guys don't.
La, la, la.
You don't know anything, and neither.
I'm okay. Does, you're okay.
Yeah.
We're all okay.
We're gonna win so big. It's gonna be like, whoa! The Suns who? 42 minutes after the hour. We're gonna.
Realize I was in here for that long.
Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I don't know why we put ourselves through that sometimes. It just gets my blood boiling.
I don't think Tanner's a dog person.
He's a cat kind of guy?
He's a cow person.
He's a cow kind of guy.
So Jokic doesn't have that dog.
I mean,
but he's got that bull in him.
The poor guy is obsessed with the Rockies. So all he knows is pain and suffering. So when he sees another franchise that's enjoying the MVP and a chance at winning a title, you know, he doesn't know how to deal with that. He doesn't know how to deal with success. It's okay. I actually give him a pass on this, Angel. He doesn't know how to deal with success. He's too big. I mean, the Rockies are losing 2-0 right now. You know, he wore his Rockies shirt today. They won 2 in a row, and it's like the parade is right. He doesn't know how to deal with success. It's okay. We can help you with that. Come along with us. You heard him trying to fire up the Rockies bus today? Something tells me you're not in on that bus right now.
I mean, I'm still there. It's just I'm realistic about it.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, Joker has the dog. It doesn't look like the way Jamal does it. It doesn't look like the way Kevin Durant does it. It just doesn't look that way. But he does have the dog. There's zero doubt in my mind. It doesn't look like he has a killer instinct because his mannerisms and everything are always the same. I noticed a little smile, though.
He
little
smiled
smirk.
A couple times last night.
There was a little smirk late when he got that and one. That's when I knew it was over. I tweeted. I said, that's your MVP. I knew it was over right then. They ended up, it was still close after that. Minnesota had, you know, one last shot. But when he got that and one over Carl Anthony Towns, or no, it was Rudy Gobert because Towns was out at that point. And I just knew it. He's running back on defense and he's got that smirk like, I just closed this series out.
And I had one thought, and this is the dumb casual sports fan, but the refs last night were bad.
Bad again, Scott.
Tell me why a baseline official calls a moving screen at the top of the key.
Yeah, and
after the sideline official says nothing.
I know. I didn't totally disagree with the call. I wouldn't have called it, but why is what the guy closer not calling it, and then
like
the guy,
side ref didn't. He just okay, that was fine. And then you see the guy 20 feet away whistle it.
Yeah,
that was bad.
The ref. There was another play too. Was it Scott Foster? Was he the head official? There was a play. I don't know what. Maybe it was in the third. Ball goes out of bounds, and rather than like even talking to the official who was right there, he hadn't made a call yet. Scott Foster runs in and just goes jump ball.
Yeah.
Because there's no possible way.
Was that when Jokic kind of like grabbed it over Edwards' head?
Yeah, no, it was a play or two before that.
Okay.
But instead of reviewing it to see who the ball went out on or just make a decision, he just comes in and says it's a jump ball. Like, we're just going to say it's a jump ball because it went out of bounds and you guys can't flip a coin and just... I mean, I don't even care if you give it to the T-Wolves at that point. But you just come in and call jump ball. It's not a jump ball. Went out of bounds.
Should they do a possession clock like they do in college?
I don't know, because I hate the jump ball. Maybe, because I do hate you got to jump it. I don't like seeing that.
It's just a quick little thing. Either you have somebody on the sideline that's watching the review.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Or you just look over, okay, arrow's that way, it's going that way.
I would rather that. I would rather the possession arrow.
It feels like it's very rare that it happens in the NBA where
you just don't know
where the call is.
Yeah, they don't tie up. I did like that play, though, where Joker... Was it on Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, Edwards like, tried to go up, and Jokic just like grabbed it and pulled
it's
it over
so funny. My wife's watching the game with me. She's like, can they do that? That's not a foul. It's like, if you just grab the ball, he just grabbed
it. You get two hands
on
the ball, and you just hold it for a second. They'll usually get a jump call.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a dog. He was the player... Tanner made the point, and I get this point that he made where he said, if you're truly the greatest player in the league, you shouldn't probably have a poll question that asks who was the MVP of a series. But again, Joker's MVP-ness, well, that sounded bad, he's so good at being a teammate that the way he plays is about his team, and that's what we've said for the last 10 years, 7 years about Nikola Jokic. He is a great teammate, so his greatness will be making other players around him great.
Like Steph Curry's great, but he doesn't have 4 titles if he doesn't have Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
Correct. And sometimes Andre Iguodala won a Finals MVP once.
Yes.
So Steph Curry was not always the best player. Even it was Andre, who wasn't even their top 3.
Dellavedova shut Curry down for like 2 games in that series.
Yeah, it happens. It's the playoffs, man. Things happen in these things. 11:50 the time. We got to take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Avalanche, the Nuggets, the playoffs. Follow the action with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Got our game beer of the week available at On the Rocks Liquor. This one's from New Belgium, Juice Force IPA. You got to check this one out. I love IPAs. I'm guessing this would be delicious. I haven't had this one yet, so might have to check that out coming up later this week at On the Rocks Liquor. And then on Friday, which will be the 28th, you can check out the tasting. It's a beer tasting courtesy of Berthoud Brewing will be at On the Rocks Liquor. They're bringing Sam's Orange Ale, Lowrider Lime, Fireside Scottish, and the Devil's Dunkel. Again, that's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is, who was the MVP of the series? I don't think that somehow is a knock against Nikola Jokic to even ask the question. I think Jamal Murray was pretty special for the most part in this series. But Joker does this the same thing he did in the regular season. He gets a lot of assists. He flirts with a triple-double. He does a little bit of everything. And that is why sometimes Jamal Murray is going to shine. That's the type of MVP that Nikola Jokic is. He's a 7-foot point guard. So he's going to, there's going to be games where you look at it and say, Jamal was the better player, but without Joker getting him in those right positions, he's not going to do what he did. I thought those two had some great chemistry in that fourth quarter last night. Those two are really starting to click.
Yeah, I mean, Murray just, when Murray gets that angry face on and he's yelling at the crowd and you just feel it, like,
mm-hmm.
this dude's coming down the court and he's going to do that three or he's going to, you know, drive in the paint and that little, like, spin,
yeah.
step back
Did
he
you
does.
See the little, behind his back, he's getting fouled and he had the continuation call. He just throws it up behind his back and that goes in. I mean, he had some spectacular stuff last night. I wish he'd bring back the blue arrow, though. Did he? Because he didn't do that last night, did he?
I don't think so.
I think he's retired it.
It's either retired or he's saving it for a 50-point game or something.
Maybe he's like, once I get to 50, I'll do it. I'd like to see it come back. All right, so Val's situation on Gel, his agent, or his lawyer or his agent?
His agent.
Val Nichushkin, his agent came out and said...
He was asked about the alcohol relation to the situation, and his agent just said, no, it doesn't.
So they were saying that's not what's going on here. What's going on here then? I'm sorry, but I'm starting to get frustrated. You know, again, at the end of the day, you just hope everything's okay. That no, you know, family members, whatever. But I just feel like we need to get some information from the Colorado Avalanche because you're going to get these wild speculations that are unfair to Val. 11:57 the time. When we come back, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Let's talk about what it means in the AFC going forward. More on the Denver Nuggets. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, is going to join us. Get his thoughts on all the transfer news going on with Colorado. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.